Studying the Bible naturally led me to Jesus. Who is this guy? His own disciples repeatedly asked that question. Who is this? The New Testament says that Jesus had a supernatural virgin birth, that he lived like a normal person for about 30 years, I think maybe so he could truly know what it's like to be human and identify with us. He conducted a ministry of preaching, of healing, and extending the mercy of God to people in countless different ways. And finally, because he was a threat to the Jewish and Roman establishments, they crucified him to kill him and get rid of him. But in the eyes of God, his crucifixion was a sacrifice for the sins of all humanity. And that if you and I want in on all this, we've got to follow Jesus. The resurrection is a critical issue here. And some people say, well, these disciples were just gullible fools and they just thought he rose and didn't. Or maybe Jesus really didn't die and all of these things, again, extra-biblical sources as well as Scripture itself all come together to say that, yes, Jesus really was crucified. We have historical verification among Roman writings, and that he really was then there in that place. But did he really rise? Were the disciples merely fooled into this and wrote that into the Gospels? Well, Matthew says that some of the disciples doubted. Mark says that the disciples did not believe the women's report of his resurrection or the men on the road to Emmaus. John 20 talks about Thomas who doubted and doubted and doubted until he actually saw Jesus. Jesus rebuked the disciples for their lack of faith. So looking at that, I have to say that no, these disciples were not gullible fools. In fact, quite the opposite. They were the ones who were doubting the resurrection from the beginning. Others will say, well, then they were sly conspirators. They made this story up. They wanted to get a religion going with them at the center, and so they got this story going because they needed a story like this so that they could promote their religion. Well, it was the guards who made up the conspiracy saying that the body was stolen, and that was revealed as a lie. And if these guys were putting on a conspiracy, they would have had a united front. They would have used men as witnesses, but in fact, the earliest witnesses of the resurrection were women, who in Jesus' time were not considered to be reliable witnesses in any court of law. If it were a united front and a cover-up, they would have had a more uniform account of the Gospels' recording of the resurrection. But in fact, we have a bunch of different guys from different opinions giving different views of the resurrection, just as any witness to an event or an accident might have people telling of the same event from different points of view. There was no real togetherness on some of these accounts. These are people saying it like they saw it. If it were a conspiracy, these disciples would not have been hiding in fear behind locked doors in the upper room. And if it were a conspiracy, they would not have run away to Galilee to go back to fishing. All of the evidences suggest that Jesus really did rise from the dead, and the power and the occurrences of the church that followed verified that over and over. And there is Jesus looking at you and me right now, and he says, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Now that is quite a statement. He wasn't simply saying he was a good person. It's in fact dishonest to call Jesus merely a prophet or a great man because he claimed to be so much more than that. He doesn't let us get away with simply saying he was a great religious founder or that he was a great person. He says he is Lord. He says he is the only way to heaven. To some people, that's offensive. It's too narrow, arrogant even. Whatever one might think of that, we have to deal with this guy who made that clear claim. What was he? Well, when you look at that claim, to be God, to be the only way to heaven, we have only a few alternatives. First of all, he had to either be right or wrong. There's no middle ground on this. He didn't allow it. Now, if Jesus were wrong in his claim to be the way, the truth, and the life, we have two possibilities. First of all, he may have been deliberately misrepresenting himself, which would have meant he was a liar, a hypocrite, demonically so, and a fool because he died for it. That kind of a lie would have had to come from the heart of a very awful, evil, deceptive person. Yet when we look at the character of Christ, the teachings of Christ, and the result of his life, they don't fit that of a liar. If he weren't a liar, and maybe he thought he were Lord and he wasn't, his claims were false, but he was unaware of it, he was deluded, a lunatic, a crazy guy, and he died for it anyway. But again, the character, teachings, and results in his life do not fit that of a lunatic in any way, shape, or form. He stood above all of humanity. In fact, he made such an impact on humanity that our entire calendar system hinges on the life of Christ. He is so pivotal in human history. By this time, a liar or a lunatic would have been found out. Whether we like it or not, that leaves us with only one option, because we know by now that the biblical record as we have it is accurate. Whether we like it or not, it's accurate to the original claims made. And we cannot legitimately say that the Bible doesn't say what it says, because we have proof all over the place that it is accurate to its original statements. The question then comes back to us, will we accept it or not? And if Jesus was not a liar or a lunatic, the only choice that we have is to say that he really was and is who he claimed to be. That means that he is Lord. And if Jesus is Lord, we either accept him or we reject him. And he calls all of us to make that decision.